All right, Mrs. Freehaw, let's begin to talk about your writings a little bit.
I had wanted to write always, and was trying vainly to write mystery stories, and that kind of annoyed Dr. Freehaw because he felt there were so many more important things to do. We had been at the convention of the Union of American Hebrew Congregations in Cincinnati. It was still located in Cincinnati in those days. And as we were coming down in the elevator at the conclusion of the convention with Dr. Emmanuel Gamron, who was the educational director of the Commission of Jewish Education, they both tried to interest me in writing for the Sunday schools. The Central Conference of American Rabbis and the Union of American Hebrew Congregations had a joint commission, the Commission on Jewish Education, of which Dr. Freehoff was the chairman. Dr. Emmanuel Gamron was the educational director. Dr. Freehoff and I were leaving Cincinnati to go to Pittsburgh, transfer baggage, and go on to Maine for our summer vacation. And before we left, he picked up one of the volumes of The Legends of the Jews by Lewis Ginsburg. There are six volumes contained in those legends. The Legends of the Jews are the Midrashic legends of Talmud and Mishnah and so forth. Dr. Freehoff gave me the first volume, and he said, put this in your bag, and when you get to Maine, study it and see if that won't give you some ideas for writing for our religious schools. And so when we got to Maine, I worked on our little porch with my typewriter, and Dr. Freehoff worked in the carpenter shop. And one day I picked up the first volume of Ginsburg's Legend of the Jews. And after reading for a little while, in great excitement, I rushed over to the carpenter shop and I said to Dr. Piaf, there's a wealth and a fairy tale material here. And so I began to write for the schools. I wrote first some plays. First I wrote a Purim play, and then I wrote a Hanukkah play. And that started me writing. But in all of my writings, I tried to pioneer. What I then did was to read through the entire six volumes. Volume six is the index. There are seven volumes. Seventh volume is the index. Volumes five and six are notes on all of the Midrash. The legendary material itself is contained in the first four volumes, and I read them and studied them. And then I decided to write books of legends, and so I wrote three books of legends, the Bible legend book, the second Bible legend book, and the third Bible legend book. And then I wrote a separate book of stories of King David and stories of King Solomon. Now, the Bible legend books were published by the Commission on Jewish Education. The David book and the Solomon book were published by the Jewish Publication Society of America. I then went into the teenage field, the general field, and I wrote two stories for teenagers. One was called The Savage, and one was called The Ghost of Garina Street. Those were published by Abelard Schumann and Company, and those were just storybooks for teenagers. For the Jewish Publication Society, I then wrote The Captive Rabbi, the story of Rabbi Meyer of Rotenburg, the great scholar in France. That was not a pioneering job, but my real pioneering effort was in the ethics book, which I wrote for our religious schools. It is a book that is used all over the country in all of our reform religious schools and in some of the conservative schools. It is called The Right Way. That was based, and the idea came from Dr. Freehoff to me, to take the sayings of the fathers, the Pirkei Avos, and to establish a book on that, a book on ethics for our schools that had never been done before. They had taught ethics through other courses, whatever you could subsume under history, whatever you could subsume under literature or under religion, but a book as such on ethics had not been done. I took the sayings of the fathers, read it carefully, and studied it. Studied the little pamphlet. Sometimes I would take a whole sentence and on that sentence base a story. Sometimes it was just a phrase, and that phrase would lead me into a story, because this was a different kind of a textbook. It was not a textbook in which children were told, this is this, and that is that, and this is the way you must think. The setup of the book was this. There was first a story, and then work material on the story, problems about the ethics involved in that particular story, things for them to do, but always discussion for them, for the children. The children were to think these things out for themselves. They were to debate and to argue and to argue and debate until they came to the conclusion that it was not right to steal, or they came to the conclusion that you must honor your father and your mother and so forth. In other words, they weren't being told what they must think. They were being taught how to think ethics out for themselves. I must say it's been a very popular book, a very satisfying book. Writing for children in general, and most of my writing has been for children, writing for children in general is very satisfying. You don't know how many you may reach, but if you reach 5 children this year, 10 children next year, it's a very great satisfaction. I have had children come up to me and say, oh, Mrs. Freehoff, I just loved your David book, or I loved your Bible book. But the children like particularly this ethics book. And they, of course, it, one reason why they like it so much, there are 2 reasons. One reason is because of the stories. They love reading the stories instead of a lesson. And the second reason is that the book treats them as adults. It doesn't talk down to them. It makes them feel like a little human being, and they like that. After that, I did write 3 adult books. My main writing has been in the children's field. But I, with Lottie Banman, Mrs. Chester Banman, I wrote Flowers and Festivals of the Jewish Year. A Hearthside Press published that book. Then Bucky King, I don't know if you know Bucky King or have heard of her. She has been a wonderful embroiderer and has taught greatly, you know. She came to me with the idea of writing a book on the embroideries of the synagogue. And so we together wrote a book called Embroideries and Fabrics for Synagogue and Home, published also by Hearthside. Bucky was the needlewoman, though I have done needlework, she was the expert. I have done the main I did the writing of it, you see, the research and the writing. Even her chapter on chapters on design and technique I rewrote so that we would have the same style in the book. And because, as Bucky herself admitted, she was not too good a speller, and I was always a pretty perfect speller. So that the main writing, of course, was mine, but she was my co-chairman. Bucky, you know, has had tragedy in her life, and she lost those 2 sons. She now lives in Wyoming, and she has continued to teach out there, and she's continuing to write. My last book is a cookbook, surprisingly, and I had a co-author on that one, too. Dr. Freehoff's secretary, Mrs. David Tiernauer, Esther Tiernauer. The sisterhood published this book. There's a little story behind it. The book is called Little Recipes, Big Type. I had a little trouble about 3 years ago, some retina trouble, and my reading became a little more difficult for me. I had begun experimenting in cooking. I'd always been able to cook, but I wasn't too interested in cooking. I was more interested in the typewriter. And you can't have one finger on the machine and one finger on a ladle in the kitchen. So we had a cook who was an expert cook, and I let her do the cooking, and I did the writing. But finally, that situation changed a little bit, and I began to experiment with cooking. Because in our family, if you do something, you start buying books. You don't just buy a cookbook, you buy cookbooks. And I now have a huge cookbook library. I have gone through 3 book collections. When I was doing the legends, I established a tremendous library in fairy tales, which I then turned over to the Carnegie Library. And then I, of course, when doing the embroidery book, established quite a library in embroideries. Most of that I have kept. Now I have a tremendous cookbook collection, and I keep on experimenting. About 3 years ago, I had some retina problems, and found my reading was a little difficult. And so I wanted some of my favorite recipes put over onto the big typewriter. And Esther Tiernauer did that for me. And after a little while, it got to look like a book. And Dr. Vioff said, don't be selfish. There may be other people who have some eye problems who would like a book in large type like that. And so we worked it up as a book and went to the sisterhood. And asked if they would like to bring it out. And they did bring out this book last year, and it's having a nice little success. I would like to say one more word about the embroidery book. Because of that book, a great deal of work was initiated here in the temple. We now have some magnificent Torah mantles, beautiful chairs, embroidered chairs in our chapel. Quite a bit of handwork that has been done, all sparked by this embroidery book. Sinai Temple also has some very beautiful Torah mantles. Dorothy Wolfen has done some very beautiful Torah mantles for Sinai, and also a tallis for the rabbi, and so forth. I also, just one more word about the children's books. Besides the legend books, I did for the very small children some little holiday stories, candlelight stories, which are Hanukkah stories, starlight stories, which are stories for all the festivals. And those have been nice. I like best working for the teenage field. And right now I'm working on 2 books about which I cannot talk because I don't like to talk about books I'm working on. And because a book is not a book until it has been published. But I think that rather covers my writing for the most part. I have had tremendous satisfaction out of this, as you can understand. And I thank Dr. Frioff and Dr. Gammon for having led me into this field. I might still be writing mysteries which had not sold.
You and Dr. Frioff have traveled extensively throughout the world, and I'm quite sure that we would like some of your impressions and how it enriched you and generally some information about your travels.
Yes, I would like to say one more word before we go into the travels about Dr. Frioff's chairmanship of the Central Conference of American Rabbis Liturgy Committee. He was the editor of the Union Prayer Book, and I typed the complete manuscript of both volumes of the Union Prayer Book. Dr. Isaac Markerson of Macon, Georgia, who was secretary of the Central Conference of American Rabbis, then presented me with a leather-bound volume with my name in gold on it, which is one of my prized possessions.
Mrs. Freoff, along that line,
yes.
Were there other things that you did in helping Dr. Freoff
yes.
with this work? I
yes.
think this would be most interesting.
I was the amanuensis for every book which Dr. Freoff wrote, beginning with his very first book, Stormers of Heaven, and throughout the years, with every book that he has written, I have worked with him on it, doing the technical work, you know, the typing, the proofreading, and so forth. He has always depended a great deal on my proofreading.